more at TIAA.org.
Good afternoon. At 6 minutes after 2 o'clock, it is a live music showcase. My name is Randy Wynn. We're going to get some fantastic music today from the Jacquettes. They are not taking the day off. Newark Brewery is open tonight for a great concert. We're going to hear all about that. But first, let me give you a little update on what's going on with Irma. Tampa has just issued a mandatory evacuation for residents living in Zone A. So if you are in Zone A, you're expected to leave home. Dangerous winds are expected this weekend. Irma is expected, if it stays on track, to be Category 4 when it enters Florida. And the track now is it is entering right on Miami. Could be a lot of devastation there. There is a hurricane watch now in effect throughout the WMNF listening area. Tomorrow we will see where and if the storm turns north as provided, and that will determine how much Tampa Bay will be affected by the storm. WMNF will have coverage all weekend long to tell you what is happening with the storm projections and what happens when the storm actually passes through or by or next to us or on top of us. Whatever happens, we'll find out. Oh, but we're so excited today because the storms are raging outside and inside our studio. We just have a great band for you to listen to during the live music showcase today, the Jacquettes.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you.
and flowers, can I go to hell? Half a tantrum, half mother's love. I put it in your coat and then get up. But I've got a plan to see the world. Your rock and roll is not as tough as you.
Tune to the Live Music Showcase. The band is The Jacquettes, and Jackson Davis is the band leader, started the band, and tell us a little bit about the history of this band, Jackson, and what you're trying to do when you put the band together.
Basically, it started out, I was just making my own music.
You're playing keyboards. In fact, you're playing WMNF's great piano, so that's fantastic. Somebody's using it.
Yeah, I love to play this thing.
But tell us, so you're a keyboard player, basically.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've ever actually took lessons for. And basically, I was just writing my own music, and I had played with Evan in another band, and then he kind of was helping me on a lot of that stuff, and then me and Eubanks and Arnold were making some tunes, and they were pretty into it, like playing them live, so we started doing that, and then that kind of became the body of the band, was just like me making the songs and then giving them to as many people as we could to like help play them live.
Now, before we get too far along here, there is a show tonight at New World Brewery, and I know a lot of the music events tonight and tomorrow night have been canceled. This show is not canceled.
Right.
And in fact, the weather is beautiful today. Enjoy it while you can. You may not be able to enjoy it much longer, but the show tonight at New World Brewery is happening. Who else is on that bill besides you guys?
Bendy Straw and Friedback.
And what time are you guys playing? What time does the show start?
The show starts at 8, and we are headlining, so we are playing last, I believe.
All right. The Jacquettes are going to be at New World Brewery tonight. The show is, the venue is open. The show is happening. And they are playing today on WMNF's Live Music Showcase. We'll chat a little more in a bit. Let's hear another song.
Okay, great. This one's called Places.
I couldn't keep up in this book too fast. Feels like my future's looking. I'm not afraid to
walls of my love. Something I remember that I could only know. Are you coming back to say it's all wrong again? 'Cause I'm happy all the time.
All right, the Jacquettes right here on WMNF 88.5. And if you are on Facebook, go to the Live Music Showcase page because we are on Facebook Live. And you can check out what the band looks like and as well as what they sound like. And be sure to share that Facebook Live to all your friends who love great live music and love bands like the Jacquettes. Jackson, whenever I read about the Jacquettes, it's always kind of a reference that you guys take old music and old styles and you kind of bring them up to date and do your own kind of thing on that. Is that really the case? Because I'm not sure that you're not just doing something new that maybe reminds people of old stuff. What's going on with the music here?
I mean, I think all the music we want to create, at least I want to create, is new. Yeah, that we're trying to do something new that hasn't been done. But I think for me, I just look at a lot of like the like antics and like, kind of like just like myth and legend of like older bands and stuff. And I feel like that doesn't necessarily exist too much anymore. And so at least for this project, I was kind of wanting to like channel that and try to be dramatic and over the top and like just kind of fluff it up.
So when you write a song, are you thinking about another band that a band might have done this if they had had the opportunity, or how do you approach it?
Not typically like listening, like I don't know, like I feel like I kind of just come up with whatever comes out of me, and then like maybe if I'm into something at that time, like I'm listening to a record a lot, I might like think like, oh, I remember like this sounds really good. Like maybe I should try something like kind of like that. But the goal is always kind of to try to like make it my own, or like see like just basically feed off of other people's creativity, like by like seeing where it can push me in like a different direction that was like not expected, or, you know, make something unique.
I think it is unique. I think you're a different kind. You sound different from all the other bands in town. Acknowledge our crew here today who came in. We're a little shorthanded because of the storm. A lot of folks either evacuating or getting their place together for anticipated electrical shutdown or whatever. But Mark Perfetti, wasn't going to be here, but his job got canceled. His paid job got canceled, and he's here mixing the sound and working the sound. Steve Arduengo is our regular producer, and he made it in today. Bob Hoke is here, and we got Richard Stone and Bill Brame on the cameras. A little shorthanded on our camera crew, but it still looks and sounds good. And again, go to Facebook Live, and you can check it out there. Also, after the show, it's going to be loaded up on WMNF's YouTube channel. So lots of opportunities to see this show after it happens for whenever you want to check it out at Facebook Live and WMNF.org and all those places. You can hear and see this show over and over again and watch it and listen to it as many times as you want. A great band here today. They're going to be playing a WMNF show later in the month. We'll talk about that in a while. But right now, let's hear more from the Jacquettes.
Cool. This one's a new song.
That's a cool song. It's a new one?
Yeah.
And tell me about that song. Where'd it come from? Where's it going?
That's actually a pretty old song that I've had for a while, but it's on a record that we have finished performing, but we are still working on getting it mixed and mastered, and it should hopefully be out by the end of the year or the beginning of the next year.
Jackson, would you like to introduce the band?
I would love to.
And everybody kind of tell a little 15 seconds, 30 seconds about where you're from and everything, all that stuff.
Dallas, where are you from?
I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay, Dallas is our guitar player.
Playing the guitar. And my brother is in the band too.
And who's that, Dallas?
Yeah, which one's that?
His name is Evan, and he plays...
I play the drums.
What do they sound like?
So it's almost a family band.
Almost.
Close.
Almost.
Might as well be.
Now, yeah. Did you guys ever play as a family band? Did you start playing music together, or it just kind of came together later?
I mean, we grew up with instruments in the house, and our parents are both musicians, and our mom's a singer, and I picked up a guitar. I don't know where Evan picked up drums, but...
Same as.
But yeah, as growing up, we would jam together, and it was a good time. Still is.
And then on the bass guitar, we have Dylan Gunn.
Hello.
Woo!
We don't know him.
And what's your background, Dylan?
I live in Dunedin right now. I've been playing for like 8 years or something. I found these guys. I just walked up to Green Bench, and Jackson was like, yeah, we need a bassist. Someone brought my name up, and then 10 minutes later, I walked up, and I hadn't seen him in like
a long time,
3 years or something. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess we should do that.
And so how long has the band been together as this ensemble?
The current one,
Jack Guts has been for like 2 years about now, but like us three, probably about close to 2 years. We had the legend Mr. Philip Oliver on bass for most of those
Mango Dog
most of those years, but he left us.
But
he's
really
still alive.
2 years is pretty much a new band.
Considering
every 2 years it's a new band.
Thanks to D Drum, located and made right here in Tampa, for donating the drum kit being used in the live music studio today. More at ddrum.com. And this is 88.5 WMNF in Tampa, the live music showcase. Our guest, the Jackettes. Can we hear another song? And what is it?
This is a really old song. This one's called Bad Gatorade, and it's about bad Gatorade.
The Jackettes are going to be at New World Brewery tonight, and the show is still happening. It has not. It's one of the few music events happening tonight that has not been canceled, and the weather will be beautiful tonight. We're not going to feel the effects of Irma until later in the weekend, so it's actually a great chance to get out and enjoy some music if you want to check out three bands. The Jackettes are headlining tonight at New World Brewery. By the way, if you're concerned about the storm, WMNF will be covering it all week long, and sometime Saturday it'll start the northern turn, and that will determine actually where it is going. The projected path shows us the storm heading through the state of Florida and coming in at Miami area with a Cat 4 rating, and then crossing the land, losing power, and maybe being a Cat 2 when it crosses next to Tampa Bay. So that could be some strong winds, possibly some flooding, but more wind concern and possible loss of power in your neighborhood. But that's all later tonight. It's all beautiful. And we've got this band in our studio tonight, the Jackettes. Let's hear another one, and then after that, let's talk about the WMNF event coming up on September 29th. Really exciting event.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of psychedelic stuff in that one. Was that intentional?
Yes.
It was all accident.
Yes.
I guess.
One big accident.
The Jackets are the psychedelic band in here today. Now, Jackson, I need to ask you about something. I know everybody at home's wondering about this. What's the high voice, and how does that happen, and does it hurt your voice, and does it come naturally? Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Has it always been there for you, or is it something you just discovered at some point?
I kind of forget how I figured that out. It's
because you're singing with a low voice, and then you can go very, very high. And
it's not that hard. Like I don't understand when people are that surprised. Like, I don't know, because it doesn't feel like I'm straining myself. So it seems natural to me. I hated the sound of my regular voice when I would record, and so I think part of the beginning of the Jackets was kind of like an alter ego, like really like sassy voice that was not like sounding like my typical voice.
Well, in some of your songs, it's kind of a soulful sounding deal, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the old soul singers would sing high.
Right, yeah. I was trying to kind of get into that mode, maybe.
Well, let me tell our listeners, we have an event just kind of scheduled for the end of the month. It's on Friday, September 29th. It's a WMNF event, and it's called Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And we got 8 really top local bands to agree to be challenged to put out their best 20 minutes of music. Their very best songs, no filler, and it's 20-minute sets, 10-minute break time, and just like a rapid-fire kind of deal. 8 bands in 4 hours, and a real sampler. And the Jackets are playing, along with Sonic Graffiti,
okay.
Luxury Maine,
oh, yeah.
The Infinite Eights, Hello Joyce, Fay Roy, Band of Sorrows, and Ari Chi. So it's going to be
Ari Kai.
Yeah. Ari Kai. And she's like a soul singer. She's a real soul singer.
Yeah. She's a friend. She's a
real
friend.
Deal.
So this is going to be really
colorful.
A fantastic night. And how are you guys going to approach doing a 20-minute set with your best stuff only?
Well, we really only have one good song, so I think we're going to play that one for 20 minutes.
We only play filler, so this is definitely all this there is filler, so no.
Hopefully string some stuff together and not even stop. Keep rolling into the next song.
I mean, 20 minutes, we'll try to pack as much as we can in there.
All right, put that on your calendar. It's Friday the 29th, and it's 8 bands, $8.
Ooh,
nice.
And 8 p.m.
Nice. Easy to remember.
Crazy eights. And it's 12 at the door, so you save a lot of money if you get it in advance. Yeah. And the event is posted at WMNF.org, and you can start getting tickets now. It's going to be a fantastic event. And this band will be there, the Jackets. Can we hear another one from the Jackets?
Yeah. You guys feel like doing Callahan?
Yeah.
How much time do we have?
We have like 17 or 18 minutes.
Oh, man.
So we have time for probably at least 3 more songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you want to do Callahan?
Yeah.
Give me 1 sec.
All right. This is a little tricky because I can't see you, Evan.
Yeah. I don't remember where you are. Are you ready?
Are you still here?
No, I actually brought a guy in off the street to play
this. Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
You sound just like Evan.
1, 2, 3. Constantly playing to your
All right. The Jackets are going to be at Newark Brewery tonight. And any other shows between now and the September 29th to talk about?
Yeah, we have a show next week. Next Thursday, is that right? Next Thursday,
something
I think?
Like that.
At the Bins in St. Petersburg, FL. And that is with the Plastic Pinks and
Soapbox
Soliloquy. Is that how you say that? I don't know how to say that.
Soliloquy?
I always just call her Soapbox. Everyone knows who I'm talking about when I say that.
And then the 20th? Or the...
Right? What are you talking
the
about?
The 20th?
Oh. Yeah.
For Evan, you talk about that. I don't really... You know more than I do.
Are we allowed to talk about that? It's a secret show, but...
It's for a good cause.
Just whisper about, and then...
Talk about the good cause.
We're playing the So Far Sound session in Orlando. It's for refugees. Donations go to refugees. House, refugees. And there will be a bunch in the audience, so it'll be cool to meet a lot of them and see it. I don't know. It'll be cool. And it's a big event that is going to be international. A bunch of people just got added to the bill worldwide, such as Andrew Bird and We the Kings. And
what's the date?
It's the 20th of September.
There'll be a video.
But invite only.
Yeah. A little exclusive.
Are we invited?
I don't think so. We just have to play.
Okay, the band is the Jackets, and we are on Facebook Live. If you go to WMNF's Live Music Showcase page, you can join the watching of that show, and you can share it if you would like more of your friends to know about the Jackets live on WMNF. This is the Live Music Showcase. We do this every Friday from 2 to 3, right after Joel and Shilke's Art in Your Ear, and right before the Rhythm Revival. Today, Ronnie Elliott returns to the Rhythm Revival, filling in for Reverend Billy. So it should be a great show right after the 3 o'clock news update. We'll update you with everything about Irma at the 3 o'clock news, and then Ronnie will be here for couple of hours of fantastic old blues and rock and country and hillbilly music. So look forward to that show coming up at 3 o'clock. We have time for two or three more songs. We've got 11 or 12 minutes. You do kind of short songs, so we're playing a lot of songs today. By the Jackets.
Evan, are you on the same page as us right now?
I think so.
Okay. Don't say anything more. I want to let this be live. if this goes down, it's gonna be
all right, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
In my old man, had so much hand. He lost it all. Was it me? Was it me? Was it all my fault? In my old man, had so much hand. He lost it all. Was it me? Was it me? Was it my fault? Like he said.
Okay. We're getting more and more psychedelic as the hour goes on. The drugs must be kicking in.
That is correct.
All right, the Jukettes are here, and a band that's been around for a couple of years, and they're one of WMNF's favorite bands. They're playing at New World Brewery tonight. They're part of the WMNF Hit Me With Your Best Shot on September 29th. And what's the recording situation with the band? You've got a couple or three recordings out?
Yeah, we have.
Albums, EPs kind of deal?
The first thing we ever did was just a mix tape that we put out. We don't really play too much from that, but we have our full-length album, Flubber Soul, that we put out like about a year and a half ago. And then the next one that is about to come out, and then we're well on the way to having another one after that. So there's plenty of music coming.
More to come.
And so are you writing like all the time, or do you go in spurts, or where do the songs come from?
Most of the time I do write in spurts, and then after that I'll probably feel like worried that I'll never write another song again. But yeah, most of the time they kind of come, and then the last couple times it's just there's been kind of a theme, and there's felt like the like cohesive group, so that's kind of what the next one is going to be like. Basically I just, yeah, I don't ever really sit down to write.
Do you share the songs, the in progress, with anybody, with the band, or with somebody else who's you trust, or you just kind of let them come along as it comes along?
If I'm like really pumped on it, I'll probably like too quickly email it out to everyone in the band, but I feel like the next, you know, I've been talking about, we have the record coming out this fall, hopefully, but then the record after that, I feel like I've been talking about it, but really they haven't heard that. These guys have not heard much of it at all. So yeah. Ooh. It's like I try to like make it by myself, and then once I feel like they're good enough on their own, like that way, like guitar and piano or something, then can give them to the rest of the band.
All right, we're talking to Jackson Davis of the Jukettes. We got time, I think, for one more song, about 4 minutes or okay. So, 4 or 5 minutes.
I think we're gonna end it with the one that got us all started.
And to check on where you to find out about you guys, you're on Facebook, Bandcamp. Where? What else?
Facebook, Bandcamp is jukettes.bandcamp.com. We do have a website.
It's
sometimes.
Yeah.
It's called thejukettes.com.
It's under construction,
and
but yeah, Facebook's good.
Facebook's
the
Instagram.
Best.
I think we have
Instagram.
Okay, the Jukettes. Mm-hmm. What's this last song?
This last song is called Supermarket Blues, and it was like the first song we ever learned.
could she believe that? Jackets on the Live Music Showcase, WNF Tampa. Homegrown handpicked music and news just for you.